Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back again to the inharmonious show, as Moji puts it, the panelist. Again, we're here to tell you about the week's happening, what happened, who they were. Why did we bring in Usman Malik in the show, baby? What's up, baby? How you doing, bud? You good there, mate?
Good here. Go ahead, I'll let you continue.
And there we go. We've got the four jokers with us, the usual jokers. Let's start with joker number one in there. Who's that, man?
I am the Don. My name is Bhai, Bhai, tu fikar na kar.
Keep going. There. Khatam to kar gana, yaar.
Three. Who's number three?
I take over from there, everybody. No, I don't think I need an introduction, right? The face does it all. Go follow me on my TikTok. Over 300,000 views. Boy's still rocking it. So, Usman Malik in the house. Following along, I'll hand it off to Sadiq here. So go ahead, Sadiq, take it away.
Hey guys, this is Sadiq. We'll be discussing some of the news items that you probably didn't see on any mainstream shows. I hope you guys have some fun.
Sadiq, I got a question for you.
What's up, buddy?
News party, what's the depression?
That depression is the mood, man. Our stories are depressed in the starting. We'll see.
That's true, though. That's true, man.
Respect to that, man. To Mansoor, the Mr. Opinionated.
I guess. Welcome back, Mansoor Khan. And looking forward to telling you guys what happened during the week.
Solid.
Next is Mr. Green Tea.
Stop it, man.
What's up, fellas? It's Moji over here. I'm the panelist for Heart and Body.
उनको ही बोलते लास्ट वीक तूने मैच पहना हुआ था वो शक्ल देखे देने नहीं रिमाइंड देम दैट यू वर द गाय बिहाइंड द मास्क
डग गिव इट टू मी बेबी
आई एम टेलिंग यू यू नो पीपल गॉट टू नो इट्स अ वर्चुअल शो
इज इट ऑलवेज द अगली गाय बिहाइंड द मास्क
आई मीन
आई
मीन वी हैव इनफ हियर बट
या आई नो राइट
सो एवरीवनस वीक हैज बीन गुड राइट
Yeah.
Sweet, I'm sorry.
So looking forward to working and talking with you guys about the weekly news.
Good.
All right. Afterwards, Sadiq, who's starting out?
Wait. We didn't do the introduction to Mr. Heather, man. We forgot.
Come on, man.
The dude that swings both ways. Cricket ball.
Hold up.
Main gaal nahi karni. Main chalna. You guys forgot me, man. You guys forgot me. Did you forget who introduced you? Did you?
Weren't you supposed to introduce yourself too when you were introducing everyone else?
Yeah, I've got altruistic camaraderie out here, man. Yeah, that was my story today. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some heartfelt camaraderie there. So I thought I'd introduce my mates first, and you know, you mates might come to me at the end, but you did not there. You did not there. Sorry, I'm whispering that my mom's in the other room, bro.
Hi, auntie.
शो पे
यार जब ये बोला करे ना इसके लिए सबटाइटल रख भाई बहन
मैं खोलता जी मैं खोलता ओके
दूसरा मुझे आ गया All right. So let's go guys let's get started with the review right so the first story comes from India as a whole nation it's not one place that that's publishing this story right so a famous and this is little sad news for all of us who kind of enjoy his acting right so Irfan Khan died at the age of 53 what are your thoughts
yeah. sad story I mean he's been fighting cancer I believe it was colon cancer that he had and just he's been quiet about it not a lot of media coverage about it, but then all of a sudden, you know, of course, one of the greatest actors passed away, and it becomes a top story all of a sudden.
It's unfortunate, though. I mean, he was truly a phenomenal actor. And, you know, you've got Shah Rukh Khan, Salman Khan, all of those people are in the same age category, right? They're the same age. It's kind of freaking out that, you know, now's the time that anybody could go. And it is shocking, though, definitely. You know, when you read the news, you couldn't believe it at first. As I said, he had heart problems, he had breathing problems. There. So, yeah, you know, was stopped for a moment there when you read that news. I mean, everybody was shocked. You know, WhatsApp, Facebook, everybody was going crazy there. Like, oh, bollocks, man, I guess. If Fontaine's not there, it's crazy. It was intense.
What movie have you liked of him, Heather? What's the best movie that you saw that you?
Yeah, the best one, honestly, Piku.
Piku? Okay. Oh, yeah. What about you, Moji?
Well, the last one that I saw was, I thought it was kind of funny, and yeah, it touched a lot of people, was Billu Barber.
Billu Barber, yeah.
They had to change the name of the movie due to, you know, touchy subject. So
really?
Well, yeah.
Wait, what?
It used to be called Billu Barber, then it was just called Billu.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know that story, but okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Any thoughts? I'm right here.
His best movie I thought was Thank You.
Great actor. That's my favorite movie too.
As acting, he could really perform, do any roles. Very underrated. So it was sad, you know. Because there's not that many real good actors in Bollywood.
Yeah.
He was one of them.
You don't like Shah Rukh Khan, right?
I like Shah Rukh Khan, but I don't think he's a good actor.
Okay. Good. You think he's just cute?
Yeah. Love our boy.
What about you, Usman, man? What do you think about Irfan?
I didn't follow him like that, but I feel like the only thing that was good about him is him going both ways, right? Playing Bollywood, and I guess he was one of the guys that made it that far in the Hollywood industry too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not too many people do it. Yeah,
not a lot of people do it. Like, there's a handful of people that you can count on your fingers, but I feel like, I mean, again, this is just a statement, right? This is my personal opinion, but I feel like it wasn't a big deal to me, only because I feel like we're dealing with bigger issues. As of currently, we're dealing with bigger problems. So it wasn't like, I was like, okay, you know, cool. Another one down. I mean, I wasn't a big fan, so I'm not going to be like, oh my God, devastated. No, it didn't really matter. Right. Just like, okay, you know, it's sad. Yeah, sure. It's upsetting, you know, condolences to the family. But did it change my world? No, not at all. I mean, you know, but that's just, again, that's just my opinion.
Well, condolences to the Khan family.
For me, I think it was one of the worst stories that I've heard.
Okay.
Not because an actor died, but because of I used to follow him very closely, his movies, the way he was as a person. Mm. I watched a lot of his interviews. Of course, you can never tell a person like how they are. But at the same time, knowing a person and so many people telling you that, you know, he was a genuine person, an actor that could actually just act with his eyes.
Right.
The last movie that I watched from him was, I think, Hindi Medium. Mm. That was with Saba Qamar.
Okay.
And for me, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, as Usman said, there's a lot of bigger issues out there in the world. But at the same time, it makes you realize no matter what you do, you will die one day. And one of the things Hands that down. Makes you do is make sure you're thankful about your life a lot more than what you normally are. Exactly. Like, you know, we always complain, hey, we're sitting at home. We used to cherish these moments when we were outside. Hey, I can't get enough time, man. I can't do these things. So I think in these things, I feel like it was one of the saddest news, but at the same time, it gives you a lot to think about and prioritize a lot more.
It gives you a reality check, right? That you complain so much when you have, like, again, and I'm going to say it myself too. I'm not saying I wasn't including that. You know, when you're out and about, I was ditching you guys, right? Like, there's plans I did. I'm being honest, right? I'll bail out on plans or whatever. But, like, you know, when you're stuck and you're sitting here, it doesn't matter. And, you know, when a celebrity dies, it makes you realize that it doesn't matter how rich you are, right? It doesn't matter how poor you are. Ending is again, at the same way, you're you know, you got to go. You know, he had cancer.
Yeah, it gives you all the money in the world, right? How your life should be and what you should actually care for.
Exactly. That's the thing. So it's like he had cancer and he had the money to be treated or go to the best treatment in the world, right? He had it. Mm-hmm. But again, you can't go against the will of God. Like, that's just my belief. Doesn't matter who you are, right? I don't care what your belief is. I don't care what the hell you are. You can be an atheist, good for you. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's got to die. So that's what makes you realize and understand, especially quarantine. I think a lot of people, it's made a lot of people, you know, humble up a bit about life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where with, oh, I can do this. I don't want to do this. I have a jet outside. I have a helicopter on my roof. But where are you going? Nowhere. You know, you're taking terminal basement to terminal living room and then flying to your bedroom and then that's it. So,
right.
Yep. So it makes you realize a lot of things when things like
that. I think sad factor, one of the saddest factors is that especially in quarantine, yeah, how do I come on their phone? They're always on the phone, right? They're on social media, they're movies, they're watching them. And they're part of everyday routine, especially when you hear someone of that caliber dies. Gives you a shock, man. I mean, you go in kind of a shock that, mate, I just looked at him about 2 minutes ago, now he's not here anymore. So, you know, this week we faced
you know, I had the same conversation with somebody else also, the same thing you're saying, right? So it's like, imagine with people that you were, that were in your house, right? And that died because of COVID. Because I have actually personal, like people, like family friends and stuff that I personally knew that passed away.
Yeah, my mom's week, uncle, you know? My mom's uncle passed away. Saying,
exactly, right? So it's like, crazy. So it makes you understand that, you know, right. What, sure that he was a celebrity. Again, I'm not saying, I'm not going anything negative towards him, but I'm saying that, you know, how you just brought up that, hey, like, you know, it's just so quick, 2 minutes he went away. I'm going to think about the people that they were with their wives or kids or husbands or fathers. True, you know, true. They were not there the next minute. So that's what I said when I meant, you know, there's bigger problems we're dealing with.
Right, that's exactly where I'm coming. Definitely. Yeah, second that. But yeah, I mean, as I was talking about.
So since we are in a depressing mood already, right? So let's go to the next story, which is also depressing.
Yeah, so that's
also exactly the nation of India.
Very sad that.
Great
very
nation sad. Of India, right? So another actor called Rishi Kapoor died. Another sad story, right? Like so basically I grew up with watching his movie, right? So it was like one of those things, like, you know, I kind of like spent my childhood with him in a way, right? Because at home back in the 80s, right, all you used to watch is like Indian or, you know, Pakistani movies, and he was one of the actors. So for Rishi, I was kind of even more sad than I was for Irfan, even though they are probably on the same caliber, probably achieved the same type of, you know, famousness and, you know, have enough money
All that too.
So what do you guys think? Heather, start from you, man. Rishi Kapoor, your insight?
Man, that was another sudden loss, and it was too quick. It was right next day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just been a rough week, man. I mean, colossal talent. And quite a spokesperson too. I mean, his tweets on Twitter were viral, man. They were hilarious at that. But a genuine thought, definitely. And yeah, I mean, gone too soon, man. And in a rather melancholic fashion, though, because nobody could be there for his funeral because of Corona. Only about 10, 15 people were out there. And he was the kind of person, you know, who deserved the magnitude of people out there, you know, mourning him, because he was that kind of a celebrity out there. But, I mean, maybe Martha had some sympathy. I mean, she's been watching his videos of YouTube and how, you know, Ranbir Kapoor came and how her daughter couldn't be there. So, yeah, she's been watching it for the last 3-4 days consistently on YouTube. So, it's a big shock. It is.
Favorite movie, Heather?
So, favorite movie, Amar Akbar Anthony.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's my pick, too.
Bro, Taliban.
Yeah.
I got it on the camera.
There you go. Mr. Dohan, what about you, man? Rishi Kapoor. You like the guy or no?
Yeah, he's a great actor. One of the few that, you know, whose father was very famous, and he kept up with his father in 74. He came out with Bobby. His father was a director and producer. He won the award for the best actor that year in his first movie, which is unheard of. And now in 2017, he won another award for best supporting in Kapoor and Sons. So it shows that he grew with his acting. Just because he came with the background of Bollywood, he was a serious actor. And it's sad. Yeah, he had some great movies. I think my favorite one probably has to be Chandni.
Okay.
Romantic boy, huh?
Mr. Usman, your turn, buddy.
I didn't really like him as a person, but as an actor, definitely good guy. Not good guy, but I guess good. Someone good to watch, fun to watch. And I would have to second somebody on that. Oh, maybe Chandani. That was, you know, that was.
That again.
That gets you in the field, you know what I'm saying? So that was definitely one of the good ones. And then, you know, like it was just, again, like I said, it was just as a person, I wasn't such a big fan of that. But as an actor, it's two different things, right? It's two different personalities. So as a person, I wasn't a big fan. But as an actor, he was pretty good. Pretty good on his peak. He was the man.
Well,
respectfully disagree that. I mean, as a person, he was a phenomenal person. But I mean, yeah, I agree with him. And I mean,
again, we don't know we don't know actors how they are in their personal lives. We can only judge them through their Twitter accounts or Facebook or Instagram. Just imagine if someone is judging you, Heather, from your Instagram accounts. Trust me, they would not want to talk to you. Again, same goes for Mullen too. And same goes for pretty much all of us.
That's so rude.
You can't know a person until you have
to talk. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it personally. I'm just saying it's
real. It was real him though. I mean, he's, you know, I've scolded at reporters, photographers, everybody. Oh, banda real banda tha. Uski personality aisi nahi thi ki uski side pe kuch ho raha. Jo tha uske samne tha. Wo us tarah ka banda tha. Khada banda tha. Muh pe bolta tha. To isliye usse zyada pata lagta ki bande ka character tha. He was a man of integrity though. He, you know, he stood by his word. Because he made a lot of controversial tweets, many. And he stood by them. So I guess that shows that man's honest and upright.
Would you any insight, man? Sorry.
He was a real valid person. I mean, all the way towards the end, while he was in the hospital, he was entertaining the doctors, the nurses. So, and yeah, he had leukemia. So, which is huge, you know. That's personally, I know cancer, people right? that have it, that are going through it, and it's not easy. It's really, really tough.
Yeah, leukemia is some kind of cancer there. Some other cancer. No,
leukemia is cancer.
No, some other cancer there. I know leukemia is like skin cancer there, but I thought it was more of a pancreatic cancer. Huh?
No, pancreatic cancer was Irfan Khan. Blood cancer, leukemia. So it's not easy, man, living a life like this and yet keeping everyone entertained. So it just goes to show what type of person he was.
Right. Mr. Mansoor, your thoughts, man, on Rishi Kapoor?
Chocolate Hero passed away too soon. He was called Chocolate Hero when he first started. Passed away too soon, but hopefully you rest in peace.
Good. All right, guys. So with that, right, I think that's enough of depressing news for us, right?
Yeah.
Well, so rating both these stories, right? Both of the depressing stories, right? How would you rate these two stories? Buy it, fuck it, marry it, kill it.
I'll buy it.
Buy it. Okay. Yeah. Consensus is to buy, right?
Why would anybody fuck it though? Why?
It's our rating system. We can change it whenever the hell you want.
And not to standard rating system. Chal koi na. We'll catch you on next time.
So we'll go to the next story, right? So next story is a little, like, you know, lighthearted. I think we can talk about those ones a little bit more. I'll skip to the one with the breast implants. So this is
kind of
crazy, man. So it comes from NBC News. So a breast implant stops a bullet. This is the first that saves a woman's life. What are you?
That's our Toronto shooting, man. The thing that happened, they couldn't catch the guy for such a long time.
You sure it's not Pale's Hills?
No, man, definitely not Pale's Hills. I don't know about Naperville or Schaumburg, but we'll see. No, but definitely not Pale's Hills. No, Toronto, Canada, man.
This is the U.S., right?
No, Canada. Happened in Canada.
Oh, that's fine. So Canada is our little cousin, right? So we'll just treat that as North America.
Toronto.
Exactly.
So North America, right?
Yeah, North America.
Okay. Yeah. Samir bhai ki favorite country. Aise na karo yaar.
So regardless of what country, right? A breast implant saved a woman's life. Can you tell me why should not? I think everybody now should get breast implants.
Yeah, Moji, chal. Sabse pehla tera number.
He's blessed.
What are you talking about? Who said that one?
Mansoor.
Alexa, are you saying something?
Moji, congratulations. It's a blessing in disguise for you. You're born with it, so congratulations. I think that's a very good thing, man. Like, saving yourself from something that you least expected from. So,
yeah.
Good for you. You're a lucky person. Go play a lottery or something. You might win a lottery.
I agree, man.
Tell that woman. Yeah. Go ahead.
He's telling you.
Why me?
Hey, I don't think... Oh, did he specify that it was a woman? My whole time was looking at your face, Moji.
It was a woman.
My bad, man. Go ahead.
You read the story at all, man?
It's a woman. It's a woman. All right. So anyway, so buy it, marry it, fuck it, or kill it.
Fuck it, dumbass story.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupid.
So that's, I had to lighten up the mood, right? We were going into a depression, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I agree.
We'll take that as a, you know, some relief. Next story is about Elon Musk. I think by now everybody in the world know who Elon Musk is. So apparently, you know, his tweet cost him billions of dollars because he tweeted that his stock is too high.
Too high.
Yeah, and the stock is starting going down, right? He lost so much money.
Wait, you've read that? That actually happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
What are your thoughts? Let me check.
But the thing with Elon Musk is, right, he's that guy that will give you a vision, you will donate, and he's booming again, right? Yeah, that one guy.
Talk shit about
I don't think I've seen any CEO, right, that goes to a show for an interview, rolls a fat one, you know, gets taken off as CEO, comes back. You know what I'm saying? Like, homeboy just, you know, he's on live. He's like, you know, I can do what I like. He pumps one.
You
know, he takes a hit for a, you know, I don't know the exact numbers, but it was a pretty big dip. And then, you know, all these people like, oh, remove him as CEO. He's not a great example for the kids, blah, blah, blah. The gay man comes out with a new idea of Model 3. And Elon Musk is everybody's dad again. So, like, you know, bro, my stock's falling. If we ever get that big, makes a difference.
He lost $14 billion.
But a man like that.
Yeah, he did. He lost a lot of money, man.
$14 billion.
He has always been a very controversial person, like Elon Musk. Like, you have always heard, like, dumb tweets or stuff like that from him. Yeah. So, for him, probably not a big deal. And he was probably still making money one way or another.
Exactly. So,
I think, around $200 billion. He don't
know. No, he's not.
He was.
Depending on the stock.
Look, he's just $79 billion, man.
The release of the Tesla truck. How about that? Right? The release of the Tesla truck, he goes, oh, my windows are unbreakable. The guy takes a swing at the window, it breaks, and still Tesla truck was sold out. So you're telling me a man like that who lost...
$250 million they made.
Any advertising is good advertising.
That's
You can't take a man out that's already reached billions a few times, lost a lot of times, and comes back being a billionaire again. You can't take a man out like that. You can't. I'm sorry. Like, you're not gonna sit here and tell me that, hey, Jeff Bezos is gonna lose money. Like, right now, everybody's taking shots at Bill Gates. Is it affecting him? Not at all. Not at all. Everybody's saying, oh, arrest him. He wants to put a chip in our body and vaccinations and all this crazy shit on the internet. Anything happen to him? No.
Nothing.
It's not gonna matter. $14 billion for a guy who can get a funding of $300 billion in a week. I don't think.
Okay, so lovely, $300 billion the funding.
I'm giving an example. I'm not giving exact numbers.
His net worth not that much though.
No, he's not even close.
Let me tell you something.
Not even close to the top ten. Top 20, girl.
Okay, top 20 billionaires, right?
Yeah.
10 millionaires. Okay. Do you know how long it takes to spend $1 billion? That's my point.
Like buying a Ferrari every day, you still can't. You can still afford.
Thank you. He's never gonna go broke. What my point is that a $14 billion hit for a person who already has a couple billions doesn't matter to him.
Loss with that businessman, Gilly. A loss is a loss, man. That's the problem.
I'm not saying it's a loss. I'm not putting
it back way quicker than a person like of our caliber, or like with our net worth. Hopefully.
All right. So, how would you guys rate this story, man?
Okay.
Buy it, man. Buy it. It's a serious story. Buy it.
I like the story. I was actually following stocks at the time when he said that. So, it was fine.
How many stocks do you have?
Would you bring it up again? I mean, it's done and over with.
Huh?
What?
I'll say fuck it.
Fuck it? Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll fuck it. We'll go to the next story. This is another crazy one out of Florida. So this is a Florida man story.
Oh, God.
Did he kill Florida. A crocodile or something in Florida? Not realistic things happen.
This guy got caught in Disney Discovery Island
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
he was actually
tropical paradise.
He was in there for weeks, and he got caught by cops. And it was a funny story where he was just sitting in Disney World, man. So at the end of the world, would you guys do the same thing if you were in Orlando?
No,
that's too much of work.
What else
that's
are you going to do in Orlando, man? There's nothing else to do in Orlando.
But Disney. Like, no. All right.
So how would you go about doing that? What do you guys think?
It's Florida, man. Weird shit happens more in Florida. There's nothing you can bring up again.
Yeah, I feel like if, unless and until somebody says that, you know, Captain America was seen in Florida, nothing's surprising in Florida anymore. Like, anything is possible in Florida. Anything can happen in Florida. You know, like, again, the city didn't, I mean, the state didn't get a nickname of the jungle out of nowhere, right? It's literally the fucking jungle. Like, people will do the craziest, most ratchet things, and everybody's like, ah, chalo, let's go to the beach. Yeah, that's the end of the day. Ah,
yeah, chalo, aaja, quarantine khatam hota, chalte hain jungle, yaar.
Let's go. So,
bro, Florida, anything is possible. You might be able to find like a patla moji in Florida or Samir with hair. Anything is possible. So,
no, I think he has to go to Cancun for that. All right, so buy it, fuck it, or kill it.
What a dumb story.
All right. We'll go to the next crazy story, too, right? So, this one is coming out of Houston.
Houston.
Yeah. Mr. Moji's So
cop Mr. Moji ko kaha ko upar nikar aa rahe ho kabhi apni bhi baat kar liya karo
kar lenge kyun jealous ho rahe ho
Moji bol raha
mujhe gussa nahi kar raha tu lal ho gaya Moji tomato lag raha
hai restaurant pe raha tha theek hai ye dekh aa gayi
kitna khaja tera lag raha
hai Moji wo from Houston right You were there 2 weeks ago.
No, he was there. He was there about a month and a half ago, not 2 weeks ago.
How do you know the exact precise time, man?
Because that's exactly
like March.
Time
it was like March. You know, it was like in March. He wasn't there. Okay. The flights weren't happening. It was like March, month and a half ago.
So, okay. So, anyway. So, regardless of that, right? So, the cop that was trying to open as restaurant with entertainments.
That sounds a lot like Samir's idea.
Yeah, what?
That sounds a lot like Samir's idea. He would turn a pizza place into a strip club.
Texas strip club tried to rebrand itself as a restaurant with entertainment and try to open a restaurant.
Yes, that they're business minded, marketing.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
The best part about the story was, right, if it had more than six people visiting the table, they would not do lap dance. So it had to be under five on a table where they can perform the lap dance.
Social distancing. That was just I don't know
if it's creative or not, but hey, everybody needs to make a living, right?
Hey, and health first. Smart choice.
I don't know, man. It's one of those things.
They're following social distancing, so technically following the law.
Well, but man, anyway, you cannot
so the cops shut them down. So I don't know if they were following the law.
चलो आगे बढ़ो यार इसको हम क्या करें भाई हम तो शरीफ लोग हैं रमजान चल रहा है ऐसी बात नहीं करते
एनीवे सो बाय एंड किल इट फक इट मैन
किल इट
ओके
किल इट चलो ऑल राइट आई थिंक वी विल डू द ब्लिट्स मोड नाउ नेक्स्ट मोड कमिंग फ्रॉम न्यूयॉर्क पोस्ट ग्रेट न्यूयॉर्क पोस्ट यू ऑल hands down a lifetime ban to Brooklyn funeral home that was storing bodies in truck. The funeral home started to, you know, lose the space to keep their bodies. Right? So U-Haul thought, this funeral director thought, right, like, okay, you know what, we'll just rent a bunch of cars or trucks and we'll just put all the bodies in there. To the response of that, right, that came was that, you know what, U-Haul was like, no more. We're not going to let you rent any cars. So what would you guys think, right? Like, so how would you guys would tackle a situation like this where you have no spaces for bodies to be buried, right? We are living in a time where there is COVID happening. What would you guys have done?
Worst thing about that was when they were piling the bodies in their trucks, there was clear liquid coming out of those trucks, and people were sweeping it.
Mm.
And there's a general store, a dollar store right next to it, where everyone can see the people mopping the floor of some type of fluid. So it was freaking disgusting. It's horrible, dude.
But what else can you do, right?
I mean, creaming them, right? Like again, there's a lot of approaches. You have to understand something, right?
Yeah, but depends on the body too, right? Like, you can't cremate every single person. Or if you have, like, let's suppose I die tomorrow, right? My family's not going to let you cremate my body. Where are you going to keep
it? I agree with him
because made it. Because Amma's mom, he passed away. So, yeah, the option was to cremate him, though. But, yeah, we chose to bury him, definitely. Even though there's stories coming in of a lot of people getting cremated. But yeah, I mean, you definitely have
The solution is not to pile up bodies in a U-Haul.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
No,
like,
absolutely
there's 40% of American states that have literally nothing but land. Dude, go to like north of freaking Illinois. Okay, you're not going to see shit but cornfields. So you're telling me in 2020, we cannot get bodies that you're putting in a freaking truck, which could possibly spread more bacteria and diseases to the
people.
Let's
hope it doesn't come
by.
To that point, though. Let's hope this virus ends up as
I mean, but that's
drama.
What they made this it seem like, right? That it came to that point. So if it came to that point, get a goddamn cargo truck or a plane, or I mean truck, I meant to say plane, fly them out, ship them out somewhere else. I'm pretty sure somebody would agree to have another funeral home somewhere. So
yeah.
I don't see the reason to pile them in a U-Haul truck.
But Ufwan, do you know, right? Like, the transportation cost usually goes to the person who is a caretaker of the body, right? So not the funeral.
I'm not disagreeing
then,
with you.
Right, you can't afford anything.
My point only goes out is that if we can sit here, risk already dealing with a virus, and we're going to sit here and deal with corpse in a truck where children and people and elderlies are walking by, we're okay to do that because that's just going to equal more deaths, more virus deaths. Right, instead of controlling the situation and the government saying, hey, you know what, let's give stimulus checks, $400 for every person, woohoo, solve the problem. No, let's give everybody a proper burial. That's what every person deserves. I don't care the skin, the color, the religion. Everybody deserves a proper funeral.
Let's move on. I mean, in the Gary, mega party.
It's a story that needs to be heard outside. People need to know about this.
Yes, 100%.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll go to the next story, guys. So this one, I don't know if you guys know anything about other podcasts or other video casts or other broadcasters, right? But this one is coming from Austin. Alex Jones. I don't know how many people you guys know of Alex Jones, right? But he's a media personality who's like, you know, very involved in the conspiracy theories and stuff like that, right? So he's mentioning that he's going to start killing his neighbors and will eat them too if coronavirus goes on for any further than what it is right now.
That's a lunatic, though.
Yeah. Any takers for Alex Jones? Anybody listen to him? Anybody watch him?
Chittar maro phad
ke. No. Can't really say anything about
that. You recorded me?
All right, so fuck it. We're gonna fuck this story, right? No discussion.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. All right, next story, guys. Let's see. Where am I at?
Kithe a gum gaye paaji?
Yeah, man, the spreadsheet is long. All right, this one is coming from NPR. Leaving off the mask at Mayo Clinic, Pence said he wanted to look workers in the eye. So, our vice president of the United States couldn't wear a mask because he wanted to look at people in the eye. You get it? People in the mask. So, what do you guys think?
Oh, God.
See, I feel like if you're going to enforce a law...
Oh, I see your eyes. No, wait, I don't see your eyes.
Right? If you're trying to enforce an order on an entire country about being safe, putting on a mask, and as a person, as a figure that supports it so heavily and does not do it himself, I think it's wrong, right? What if he had it? Forget about everybody else. Forget about looking at me. I'm a worker. I'm an essential worker. Don't look at me in my eyes. That's disgusting. You're a creep. Stop. You're talking to a bunch of us. We're not having a one-on-one.
Regardless, if somebody looks it in your eyes, man.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I'm like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? No, dude, don't do that to me. Like, just have a normal conversation. Like, I'm not going to stare at you in your eyes and talk to you.
Right.
You know, and then on top of that, again, the same thing of how there was a whole story going around about Trump shook hands with Brazil president who was diagnosed with COVID. So him being around that person too, he could also have it. I mean, you know, he could affect people. We don't know that, right? Symptoms don't show up for up to 14 days. So that totally against it. Shouldn't do it. You should not be enforcing it on the people. We are not robots, right? Our taxes pay your salary. So completely disagree with that one.
But here's the thing. He defied the policy of the Mayo Clinic. That's all what the whole story is about. I mean, putting on a mask as simple as this, right? You can still see the people. I don't know who would see out of their mouth.
Nobody can take
it. No, the thing is that the justification was very stupid, correct? Like, you have a mask on. I can still see your eyes, right? I if you want to look at me in my eyes, you can. Right? The thing is, I'm not putting on a mask like this. Like, what are you talking about? You want to look at me in my eyes? Just put on a mask, look at me in my eyes.
Heather, what do you have to say, man?
Oh, bro.
Heather, can you see? How many fingers am I holding? Come on.
Why are you guys wearing masks?
He's still wearing
I was just trying to set an example of, like, okay, so if I was to put on a mask, would I be able to see people in their eye? You know, just...
You look scary as hell, Doggy. You look scary as fuck.
I'd be able to look them in the eye, but not their souls, man.
You're creepy, bro. You're really creepy.
Dude, I'm just following the news. I'm just
don't follow the news, bro. You're going to get a section of fem they never see you, man. Don't do that, please. You're really creepy.
Hey, Heather, you are.
Who's talking?
We don't like you with the mask.
Of course, right. Everybody. Dude. Should
so
I make some remarks?
Buy it, book it, or sell it, or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about this one. I mean,
kill it.
He's the vice president. And he's breaking the laws.
All right. So let it go. Right. Let's kill it. So next story comes from also New York Post, the great New York Post. So.
No, makan lang that great New York.
This one. This one, I think out of all of us, I think Sameer is going to enjoy this story the most. If he's here.
He's not even around.
We'll come back to it.
Maybe that's why he's going to enjoy it the most, because he's not here. So condom sales goes limp as coronavirus keep hookups on the lockdown.
Wait, what?
Oh, condom sales took a limp because coronavirus, you know, is not allowing people to go out and meet other people.
I lost you again. Sorry. What was it?
So the sales of condoms are going down, right? You are? Because there are no places for young kids to do hookups.
That's true, man. I hear them.
Are you depressed because of that too, Heather?
Heather, did you stop my condom?
He seems like he's crying right now.
Yeah, he looks like. Hey, Heather, how about this?
Are you okay?
Where can people reach you out at, man? If they needed to follow you or something.
Instagram, for sure. Instagram.
What's your...
Heather, ek purani misal hai. Apni mutthi apna de dana dhan. De dana dhan. So if the swiping doesn't work, change the motion.
You
give it to me, baby. Come on, give it to me.
All right. So buy it, marry it, fuck it, or
you bought the blessing story. Fuck that.
I think in this week, all the stories that we have covered so far, they're all really depressing.
Yeah.
Why don't we come up with our own stories? Just
make we're not journalists.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, trust me, I am.
No, you're not.
No, you know what?
I can create better content than all this crap.
No, you're not a journalist. We know that. You don't have to know. You wouldn't be managing a cricket team if you were a journalist.
I'm not managing any cricket team, man. Don't even go there. Did not even go there.
Someone's spilling the beans.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the play that's happening in the background on the website. But
yeah, you guys are talking about me, so where you reach me, right? Yeah, my Instagram, man. Don't forget that.
Where can they reach you, Heather?
Me and Usman can be reached on Instagram.
Yeah, but what's your name?
It's a Heatherade. Heatherade.
Because when they do a topi at Usman, they're not gonna.
Oh, no, I can be found on TikTok. I don't use any other platform right now. You know. Reach out to me over there.
Next story, guys.
Oh man,
I think the depression went away, right? We're good now.
Actually, yeah, the next story should definitely take care of that one.
What's the next story?
Usman, next story is for you. Did you know that Tupac Shakur, he fell for unemployment?
Yeah, I know, but it was a guy with a different name. Yeah, I heard about
it. It's the same name. It's just
Same name, different person. I meant to say, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Different person.
So imagine that. Shakur, right? Imagine. So
this woman's, this guy's mom, right? Had to be a big fan.
I mean, you can say that, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Right? I mean, how many people have named their kid Amitabh Bachchan, man?
But dude, Amitabh Bachchan, why the fuck would you name your kid that?
Why would you name your kid Tupac Shakur?
Who would do that? Like, Tupac makes sense because, I mean, it's again, if you follow the culture, it makes sense. Ab main hi bolunga, ha, Amitabh banega ye bada hoga. No. The fuck? Like,
not you, because you're probably not from India and not from that era where he was actually the only known like actor out there.
The fact that Indian parents named their two kids COVID and Corona.
Bro, okay, here. People are actually naming their kid coronavirus.
Yeah, I know.
That's people won't name on some celebrity. There's some crazy people out there.
No, you want to hear a funny part? Here. You know what Shakur's middle name? You want to know what Shakur's middle name is? Shakur's middle name is Malik.
Oh my god. Is he related? Yeah. Topi?
I don't know. Yeah.
Now you can go ahead and say that my parents were a fan too.
Married, fuck it, or let it go, man.
It doesn't really concern me, so kill it.
Kill it. All right. Everybody else, kill it too?
Man, this will love it. This is a Tupac, man. Love it.
All right. Moji, you
if you're going to get me emotional part? Like that, then, you know, everybody's going to love it. You can't do that.
The next one is definitely for Samir.
All right, so next,
back, man.
Next story comes from Fox News, right?
This what one news? Is
Fox News.
Yeah.
It's a strange thing. Man.
Yo, I thought I heard it too, but I ignored it.
No, this one's for Heather.
I'm gonna let it.
Oh wait. Moji wants to know this.
Heather, did you get paid?
What do you get paid?
He get paid every day, man. He was on Instagram.
Oh, dude, the Fox News. No, come on, what's going on? Didn't you hear?
Yeah.
But, right. So, go ahead.
Did you ask him, did he get AIDS?
No,
paid.
Not that AIDS, man.
Like, they got paid.
No, I didn't, though. What are you talking about? What kind of pay?
I'll tell you, man. So, Pope gives aid to transgender prostitute with no
Moji tujhe joke marna hi nahi aata tune joke ki taan tod di tu kitna to paid
hai context se
dekho Moji super silly boy pehle context se history ka tu bol kya raha hai
so again,
I couldn't do it Moji you my love baby you good man we love you bro.
All right, so just like, this one will kill it. All right, next story, guys. Actually, you know what? We had a bet last week, right? We were saying that King Jong-un is going to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like I win, right?
What do you mean you won?
Yeah, he made an appearance.
But that's fake, right? That's Photoshop.
No, wait, I won too.
How did you? You never bet it.
What do you mean you never bet?
No, you guys all said that he was alive. I was the only one.
I said he was dead, and I wanted him dead.
I said he was alive.
No.
Is he still alive?
I only said it, he was dead because I was going against the odds.
You know what? Next time we're going to keep a tally, man. It's confusing. Okay. Next time we keep it a tally. Next time we do the bet, we keep it a tally.
Okay. All right. So as of right now, I win, right?
Mm. Yeah, of course. You win from Fat News. Or whatever the hell you call it.
They call them whatever they want, right? They're not really. All right, let's go to the next one real quick. And I think this is the last story of the show. Police in Peru, right, is doing a dance and dance party with carrying a coffin. I have the video playing. But basically, all the cops in Peru are doing dancing and carrying the coffins to scare the people.
What's the latest meme or the gift that?
The dancing coffin.
Yeah, the dancing coffin.
Wait, is that Peru or is that somewhere else?
No, yeah, somewhere else. That's somewhere in Africa.
No? Yeah,
it's a weird problem in Africa, but I know in Brazil they're doing it. Also, like when the mall opened up, there are a couple of guys who are outside dancing with a coffin with the same music going in the background.
He has the power of the breast. I mean the chest.
That being said, right, this is it for our
Sorry, agar ye, agar ye tumhe lagta hai mujhe kuch bhi live jaane wala tera dimag kharab hai, isko delete kar dena. Ye ek tum baitha hua hai. एक है नहीं सीट पे
अबे यार ओके
तुमको बैठा है तुमको बैठा है
ऑलराइट सो एनी लास्ट वर्ड गाइस अबाउट दिस वीक हाउ एवरीथिंग हैज बीन गोइंग
इट वाज अ डिप्रेसिंग वीक बट होपफुली वी विल सी अ मच बेटर वीक्स इन द फ्यूचर एंड होपफुली थिंग्स विल ओपन अप एंड वी कैन ऑल गो आउट अगेन एंड एंजॉय दिस ब्यूटीफुल वेदर दैट वाज यस्टरडे
ओके मिस्टर मोजी व्हाट डू यू हैव टू से मैन
कैच मी ऑन द पैनलिस्ट नेक्स्ट वीक
Next time I see you, I'm gonna do a lot of action there. Ready for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
We'll go with that, Mr.
Topi. Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Topi.
Wait, what? I didn't hear you. What?
Mr. Topi, you start. Oh. How was
your week? Bas, sahi tha, yaar, bas.
Topi style.
Masoor Khan, what's up, man? How was your week, man?
That being said,
I'm gonna cut this show. We'll talk to you guys next week.